This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over-year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar is at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger, Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining five Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this is this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation Bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon Schools Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across the Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at 5-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win. And I thought we played great except for a 4-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over 3 times or 2 times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a 1-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd, just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Terang with 2 home runs, including a grand slam with 5 runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather.
A few clouds, a few flurries this morning, then becoming partly cloudy to mostly sunny this afternoon. High today of 42. Tonight, mostly clear, 26. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 40s. It's going to get a lot colder for the weekend with a little light snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.